Adventures in Euphemism. Do you remember the guy in a university town who thought it was a good idea to go through the text of Huckleberry Finn, editing it so that each instance of the word nigger was replaced with something less offensive? Not the professor at Auburn, another guy, the one writing this sentence. Tom Sawyer was bedtime reading for me and my two youngest kids, son and daughter, then 7 and 9, a few summers back. Of course, we all loved it. It has some slow bits and some prolonged bouts of humor, Tom's lovesickness, his punctilio about make-believe that must have felt at least a little labored, even back in 1876, when it often took weeks or months for a punchline to arrive. But it's exciting and funny and often surprisingly tender, even capital R romantic, and the classic bits, the fence, the Bible study tickets, the cave, the murder, appear to have lost none of their power to delight and scare children who dwell in a world of childhood so alien from that of Tom and Huck, half feral in their liberty, alongside whom my own children seem like dogs in a run, no longer even straining at their cable. Reading Tom Sawyer occupied the entire summer, and during that time, I don't remember wrestling at all with the question of what to say out loud, with my actual lips and tongue, when my eyes arrived at that strange little word. A cursory search of Google Books suggests that it makes a total of only 8 appearances in the entire book, which is, after all, not told by a backcountry boy in his own dialect, but narrated with a great deal of mock decorum in the third person. 8 is probably fairly close to the number of times that I have said nigger in my life. Never once without some kind of ironizing or sterilizing quotation marks of tone fitted carefully around it. At those fleeting moments when I encountered the word while reading Tom Sawyer to the children, I would substitute, without missing a beat or losing any literal meaning, slave. It was no big thing. The kids had no idea that a switcheroo had been run on them.